Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The other conference schools always have enough for junior varsity. 1-0 our score, Wisconsinites Barneveld leading Richland Center. Second half right around the bend here. We'll take a final timeout before we get back to kickoff time for the second half here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Other scores tonight, Toma leading Holman. First half, but now it's tied up at the end of the half. 1-1, Toma and Holman. That's the only other score we have on the Filmy Flip Phone scoreboard. And keep in mind, a lot of the scores and teams we follow, they're volleyball, and they have not started yet. Varsity volleyball still probably an hour away or so, but our 5 o'clock kickoff time today here at Richland Center High School. 1-0 the lead. Both keepers got a lot of time in that first half, a lot of air time. Finn Sutherland for Wisconsin Heights Barneveld and Caleb Federley for Richland Center. Caleb will be in the goal for the second half, and it looks like Finn is in as well. There had been a little talk about maybe switching goalies at half, but it looks like they will remain the same. And we'll have the second half kickoff in just a little bit here. Veteran officiating team, Kim Lucky, the center judge, and Pat McGee here on the near side. And my poor old eyes not able to figure out who that is on the far side. But anyway, hats off to the officials. Good to have officials willing to do this. And here we go. Second half is underway, and the kick is made by the Hornets. Cerna immediately takes it backward, and the Hornets will put it in play now, try to get it across the midfield line, and they will. There's Cerna stepping in, steps across gingerly, looking for Stoltz on the right side. Now centers the pass back to the middle, and coming in now and sliding to make the play is Sutherland. The Hornets had it set up for Sean Adams coming down the middle, and that nearly worked. Just about got a one-on-one to start. The Hornets were in search of that tying goal. Ball comes across the midfield line. Josh Nelson catches up with it for the Hornets. Drives it. Giving it back now to Mata. Mata across the midfield flag. Over to the left side. and now defended by the Hornets and punched out of bounds on a high kick that lands over the fence. And a new soccer ball needs to come in, and someone needs to scale the fence. Here's a throw-in. Vanguard's getting ahead of the Hornet defense after a missed tackle. They're going to bring it down to the corner on the far side. That is Nichols. Nichols is pinned in, trying to protect the ball. Gives it back to Graham Crow. Crow tries to keep it in bounds right in front of the Hornet bench. And Will defending it now. Richland Center's Andrew Melby. And it's out of bounds off of the Hornets. Vanguard's with the ball. Leading 1-0 here in the action at Richland Center High School. Vanguard's looking for support from the far side as they throw it across the touchline. Quick throw for Lipchanski. He'll back it off. Back toward Heath at midfield. Punch back by Nelson, and now the Vanguard's reload. Nearing the top of the 18, knocked down by Pauls. Cody drives it out near midfield. Intercepted again by Stevenson. Vanguard's playing some stellar defense. Ball goes back to Burton on the left side. Play is stopped, and it's a violation. Offside's coming back to the Hornets. Nelson will start it in play on the dead ball. Just underway in the second half here, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Phil Nee joined by Mr. Fabulous, Tim Feed tonight, our engineer back home. Here's a long kick by the Hornets. The ball lands near midfield. Burton is there. Burton gives it back to Schomber. Schomber, and now the Vanguard's weaving along the near side. Ball is protected by Mata, blocking, and it's out of bounds off of the Hornets. Vanguard's waste no time. They get it in. They're across midfield trying to work it toward the net. Joseph Burton on the left side gives a short pass to Schomber. Schomber catches up with it. Nelson deflects. Hornets play it well. Popped out now by Mata. And I believe a handball on the Vanguards. It'll bring it back now to the Hornets on the near side, near the touchline with almost 4 minutes into this second half. Again, a 1-0 lead for the Vanguards. So the quick inbounds. Vanguards take it back. Stepping in the middle there was Schomber. Taken away, deflected by Pauls. Pauls up near midfield. Cerna with his back to the ball now brings it. Drops it back to Nelson here on the near side, stadium side. He'll fire it up near the middle of the field, and Stoltz deflected. Nice take there by the Hornets, Sean Adams. Adams defending it well, gives it back to Cerna. Hornets try to lob it to the far side. It caroms loose. Stoltz was there. Cerna will pull the trigger and drive one high and deep and through the goalposts out of bounds. So a goal kick coming up for the Vanguards, coached by Tommy Lancaster, Riley Moore, Luke Hagen, and Caben Schomber. And here's the approach by Sutherland, the keeper. Drives it. Header there by Melby. It comes back in the midfield area. Now to Flex Hornets on the far side. They'd like to get it back in the middle. Stoltz waiting. Now deflected by the Vanguards. Lipchanski across midfield, and Cody Pauls just drills it out of bounds. Played by Coach Steve Bailey. Throw in by the Vanguards may have been premature, and the Hornets will get it back. 5 minutes into the second half. Richland Center trying to get something going. Had a little momentum at the end of the half, but right now just kind of trying to get in step again. Get something to work. Looks like Cole Munns, a sophomore, number 18 in the contest for the Hornets. Makes the play on the far side. Ball comes back to Schomber. Schomber back to the middle. Now Cerna from the midfield line turns in and now lobs a long pass looking for Stoltz. Defended, headed by the Vanguards. Back to the middle and Adams. Adams to Stoltz on the right side. Hornets trying to set it up. Give it back to Cerna. And now Cerna to Stoltz trying to get around the defense. And muscling his way is Stevenson, and that ball is across the goal line. And it will be a keeper kick. This is kind of an oddity. We have not had one corner kick tonight. in this contest, which is a little bit rare. 6 minutes into the second half, clearing kick out near Martin. Martin going back to the middle. Mata, Mata back to Serna. Serna draws a crowd near the top of the box. Docked down. Now he drops a short pass to Stoltz. He'll drive one. It's off of the goalpost. Comes back in play, but that'll be called out of bounds. It hit the upright of the football goalpost. And will be cleared up by Wisconsin Heights Barneveld. Lights are coming on here at the stadium. Sun went under fairly soon. Of course, it gets darker a lot sooner than it used to, a little over an hour away from sunset time, but we lost our sunshine tonight early. Clearing pass by Sutherland for the Vanguards. They can't keep it in bounds. It rolls across on the stadium side, and Nelson will get it in play. Josh steps up, throws it in now, taken by Adams. Adams tries to drive it through the crowd. Knocked down by the Vanguards. They'll bring it up near midfield. Playing it is Schomber. Schomber, pocket picked again there by Adams. Adams looking for Martin for the Hornets. Deflected. Schomber for the Vanguards. Takes it back the other way. Drives a short pass. Now they're trying to lob it over the defense and trying to get a one-on-one. There's a long drive over the bar and out of bounds. The Vanguards had it going on there and missed a shot. Got a little bit too exuberant there and drove it high and over the bar and upright and out of bounds. It'll be a goal kick for the Hornets and Caleb Federley. Caleb looks it over and takes it to the far sideline. Hornets trying to head it back to the middle. Deflected, and now Pauls drives it out of bounds. Hornets will get back on defense now as they punched it out of bounds. Vanguards will throw it in across the touchline from the school side of the field. Not before a Vanguard substitution is made. So they'll get that done, and the Hornets trying to defend here. Cut off all the passing lanes. Tucker Aker is into the contest for the Vanguards. Here's the throw in. Everett Heath from the far side tries to lob it above the defense, and it's taken there by Federley right in front of a guy, Joseph Burton, who was coming on strong. Hornets clear it out, get it across the midfield line. Header try by the Vanguards, back across the midfield line, and now they'll drop it into the path of Lobchansky. He turns in, looks ahead. The Hornets defend it. Pauls and Martin get it out near midfield and play a stop. Hornets will lay it down on a dead ball. Did not see the call. The Hornets will have the ball. Dead ball situation, and Pauls steps up. Keeps it low to the ground, looking for Stoltz. It skips across. The Vanguards take it back to Deacon Bain in the middle. Bain looking for Schomber. Schomber in full stride heading the other way. Drives along the far touchline. Now down near the goal line. Can't get much on it. Punched out of bounds, and there is a corner kick coming up. Again, we had not had one. This is the first tonight. And that will come at the 30-minute mark. 30 minutes to go. 10 into the second half. So the corner kicker will be River Lobchansky, junior midfielder, and the Hornets trying to line up to protect it. This one live right in front of the net. Going to be knocked down on a header by the Hornets. Vanguards will try to punch it through again. Ball is right in the middle of her scrum, knocked out by the Hornets and defended well. Here is Stoltz trying to skip it up to Serna. Lost his footing a little bit. Played there by the Vanguards back to the middle. Good defense earlier there by Henry Martin and Avery Kepler for the Hornets. Now the Vanguards try again from the right side, coming on strong near the goal line. There's a punch into the net, and it is good. There's a goal for Wisconsin Heights. Tucker Aker scores the goal, and an assist from Graydon Schomber, and the Vanguards go up by a score of 2-0. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. With the title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know we carry Lube King oil and lubricants? We carry diesel or gasoline motor oils, two different types of gear lubricants, transmission fluid, and hydraulic fluid in different weights for all of your equipment. All of these are in 2-gallon jugs, and the universal hydraulic oil is in 5-gallon buckets. So stop in at our Richland Center store or Muscadet for all these and all these other great products, and as always, we do appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Vanguard's right back on the attack, and Federle has to make the play. Now clears it out near midfield. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to the Vanguards here on the stadium side of the field. 2-0, the visitors lead here with about 29 minutes remaining in the contest tonight here at Avitus Rip Field. Here comes the throw in, and Stoltz pushed down, and that'll be a ball belonging to the Hornets on a dead ball just across the midfield line. We'll be back here on Friday night as the Richland Center football team plays host to New Glarus. Here goes the upward kick from Nelson and into the middle, and the Hornets are stopped. It'll come back the other way, dead ball, and the Vanguards will have control. Vanguards up 2-0. They really have put a push and forced the Hornets out of their comfort zone here a little bit. Richland Center unable to get anything offensively together. Quick pass for the Vanguards. They're in motion again. Lubchansky on the right side. Crow and Lubchansky, and that one is out of bounds off of the Hornets. Richland Center back on the defensive side. There is a good crowd on hand tonight for this one tonight, enjoying it. All right, here we go. Vanguards with the approach. The Hornets actually will be a penalty kick, won't it? Initially, I thought it was out of bounds. The officials conferring, and Vanguards will have the ball just to the north of the Hornet bench, just inbounds. And here comes a low one to the field. It's going to be headed there by Adams. It caroms out near side. Vanguards try to thread the needle with a kick there by Stevenson. Deflected by the Hornets. Cerna up the middle. Adams trying to escape the defense. At midfield, the Vanguards take it away again. And there is a trip and a whistle and a foul. That'll go against the Hornets. And there's been a yellow card issued on one of the Hornets. So the ball will be laid down, and number 11, River Lubchansky, will start it in motion now for the Vanguards. Stoltz and Cerna really have been defended well here tonight. Coming in for the Hornets, I believe that's Seth Gauld replacing. Number 34, freshman, was played in the net this year for Richland Center. Caleb Federle gets the start tonight. So here we go. Federle kick, and the Vanguards let it fly, and Federle can't catch it. It's going to be into the net, and it's goal number 3 for the Vanguards. On a direct penalty kick, it drops in the net, and they go up by a score of 3-0. That was River Lubchansky, and he finds the twine from way on the outside. So there will be a kickoff, another score for the Vanguards, making it tough on the Hornets. We have a little over 26 minutes remaining. 3-0 Vanguards leading on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Welcome back to Avitus Rip Field, a 3-0 lead now for the Vanguards. Just over 25 minutes remaining in high school soccer tonight. Vanguards making quite a few substitutions now. Hornets staff from the concession stand coming out to make some sales in the stands. Good stop. All right. Yeah, in fact, Mr. Barron's bought me a big cookie. I was whining the other night that they didn't have any big cookies yet, but now the supply must have came in. Back to action. The Vanguards take over at midfield. Nichols and company are now driving down near the goal line. The Vanguards right in front of the net again. Quick transition, and the ball will go across the goal line and out of bounds. Hornets will clear it back on a goalie kick, or is it? Let's see. No, it's corner kick. It did not. It did not touch a Hornet, I believe. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be a corner kick. Second one for the Vanguards. Your low-to-the-ground kick. Header try, backwards and out of bounds by Graydon Schomber. So it comes back to the Hornets on a clearing kick. Cody Pauls will do the honors, a Hornet sweeper. And he puts a toe into it, drives it long over a header try by Cerna. Played now by the Vanguards on the left side. They'll go short. Going now back to the middle and Stevenson. Simpson of the defense getting involved. Simpson back to Stevenson across the midfield line. Drops the pass back to Kephart. And now the Hornets tripped up. It comes back again on the right side to Brooks Bain. Bain drops it over. Vanguards again. Quick transition around the double team. There was Schomber. And Schomber and Pauls knocks it down, pushed by the Vanguards over the left, and it goes near the goal line, played there by the keeper. Good hustle by Caleb Federley. And he will clear it out with the kick. This one bounds near midfield, and there is Stoltz trying a header try. Gets a little piece of it. It stays inbounds on the near side, punched out of bounds off of the Hornets' Henry Martin. Vanguards throw it in again. That one touched by the Hornets out of bounds. Vanguards moving and grooving up the field. Here is the throw in, and Richland Center fighting for the ball. Mata gets around the defense. Nice job. Well defended tonight. The Vanguards defending the Hornets well. That one goes up near Cerna, who is double-teamed. Heath takes it back to the right side, drops it back. Now here is Nash Berkhammer looking for Stoltz on a long pass. Connor got away, now bounces it away from the defense, takes a long shot. One hand stopped by the keeper, and he makes a super play. Connor Stoltz just about hit the twine right there for the Hornet offense, and it's going to be one-handed by Finn Sutherland and cleaned out up near midfield. Taken there by the Hornets again. I'd like to have a repeat performance, but maybe this one getting by. Stoltz on the left side goes against the double team. And now fighting and getting away is now Brooks Bain. Bain drives it. Nelson back to Pauls. Pauls with a foot race, and Schomber coming in from the angle had it. Deflected by Pauls. Now Schomber stepping inside the defense. Drops the pass back to the left side. A quick pass for a shot left. And Federley got a hand on it and drives it away on a goal try by Griffin Crow, a Wisconsinites Bartevelde freshman. That will be another corner kick, our third of the half, all belonging to Wisconsin Heights Bartevelde. Leading in the contest, 3-0. And right about 22 minutes remaining in tonight's action, sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Corner kick from the stadium side for the Vanguards. Hornets lining up. There is the kick. Header by the Hornets. It caroms to the left side. Stays in the path of the Vanguards. They turn in. There's a shot by Crow. Long one by Griffin. That one goes out of bounds. And this will be cleaned out on a keeper kick for Richland Center. Hornets have had some looks, but not a lot, trying to put something together. Well defended by this Vanguard team. They're a pretty physical team, it seems, as well. RC up near midfield. Stolen by the Vanguards, looking downfield for Ace Tao. Tao trying to get it back on the near side. Nelson pounds it away and across the goal line. It'll result in another corner kick for the Vanguards. Their fourth of the half. The kicker will be River Lubchansky. Lubchansky lines it up. Here comes a long line drive. Header try right in front of the net by the Vanguards. Cleaned out by Mata up near midfield for the Vanguards again. Their sweeper comes in and just pulls the trigger on a long one, about a 40-yarder, and it bounces left and across the goal line. So a keeper kick coming up here for the Hornets and Caleb Federley. 3-0 is the score in favor of the Vanguards tonight. And so the Hornets will get it going. Cody Pauls, the sweeper, pounds it up on the sideline, intercepted again by the Vanguards. Vanguards, it seems like, always in the right place at the right time. This one flipped over the top, defended by Gall. That ball out near the sideline. Stays in bounds. Mata looking for someone to pass to. Knocked out of bounds by the Vanguards. And Mata, Andrew, throws it in, but the whistle sounds. Looks like Hornets will try again. Improper throw-in. Doing the honors will be Henry Martin. Fairly young squad here for Richland Center. Trying to get some experience. They'll get back to conference action on Thursday night. Dodge Point. This Vanguard's team defeated Dodge Point earlier this year. There's a throw-in up near midfield and intercepted again by the Vanguards. Lubchansky leads. Now going on the right side, pushing his way, trying to get a pass. There is a shot across the goal line and out of bounds by Gault. It'll be another corner kick for the Vanguards. Hornets just doing what they got to try and defend and not have the one-on-one situations with the goalie. Braden Schomber, the senior, showing some impressive ability and going to go back to a corner kick for the Vanguards. We'll take timeout in just a moment after this corner kick. Coming up to do the kicking will be Tucker Aker for the Vanguards.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store. Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
3-0 our score here at Richland Center. Wisconsinites Barneveld in the lead. We've got a number of fans here tonight. Austin Stevenson will check out. Jack Zimet is in. He is a sophomore. And throw in for the Vanguards here on the stadium side. Warren's trying to defend the passing lane. Ball comes in play. Played now by Ace Tao. Tao steps in. Defended by the Hornets. Out of bounds. Griffin Crow will throw it in. Tucker Aker looking to move it forward from the right side. Angling kick now on the far side, played by the Hornets, Andrew Melby. And Andrew lobs a pass. Stoltz gets it on the near side. Can't quite keep it in bounds. Hits the middle flag, and it'll belong to the Vanguards. That play may have had potential. Stoltz along the sideline, if he can stay in bounds with it. He had Cerna back in the middle. Hornet forwards trying to get something cooking here late in the contest. Jack Simon will throw it in. Taken there by Max Burton, another freshman for the Vanguards. Up to Teo. Josh Nelson intercepts, pounds it to the right side for the Hornets. And now Landon Williams up near Cerna. Short pass now. Coming with it is Andrew Melby, driving along the left side, and a sliding tackle takes the ball away and out of bounds on the play by Aiden Kephart. Hornets will resume play, but first of all, a substitution is checking in. Josh Nelson, it looks like, will be leaving the contest. And into the game for Richland Center, number 18, Cole Munns. Here's the throw-in by Cerna. Stoltz is there trying to drop it back to the middle as his pocket pick. There's always seemed like there's three Vanguards around the ball, and that one goes out of bounds again. It will belong to Richland Center. Cerna drops a short pass in, taken there by Williams, back to Giovanni. Giovanni down near the middle looking for Stoltz. Headed out by the Vanguard defense. Teo at the midfield line. Teo steps around the defense, drives it through, and now Cody Pauls intercepts for the Hornet defense up to Connor Stoltz. Stoltz on the right side gets around a would-be tackler, trying to tackle through this defense, makes a move to the left, pulls the trigger with the left foot. That's high and wide to the left pole and out of bounds. Well, at this point, got to go for it, give it a try, and that's what Connor did. Got a shot for the Hornets, trying to open something up here. Vanguards continuing to lead it, 3-0 in non-conference soccer tonight. Pleasure to have you along for tonight's special broadcast. No high school game on Thursday. That's when the green and gold will be playing. Second game of the week, which seems ludicrous, but that's what the TV networks demand. Thursday night games. Commanders and the Packers on Thursday night. Vanguards break free. They've got an opening on the right side. A wide open look. Shot scooped by Federley. Nice job. Beckham Schaefer, a freshman, got a chance for a breakaway, and it's played by Federley. Bounces one across midfield, and Connor Stoltz catches up with it. Stoltz on the right side. Stutter step now drives a shot into the waiting arms of Finn Sutherland. So a couple of shots in a row for Connor Stoltz, but nothing to show here for the Hornets. And that one had a lot of potential, but played well by the keeper. 3-0, the score stays. Long shot across the midfield line. Tail on the left side. Stutters his step, tries to step inside. Pauls moves to the left, and the Hornets trying to defend, trying to catch up with it. Teo is there. Pauls wins the battle, and play is stopped. Looks like a push called against the Hornets. It'll go back to the Vanguards. Just inside the touchline. And a penalty kick. So the Vanguards start again. Looks like also a substitution waiting to come in for Wisconsin Heights. So the inbound, or the kick, the penalty kick, comes from Brooks Bain. Bain steps up, hand in the air, and here is the approach and the long kick. It's going to be defended by the Hornets. Played well by Mata, looking to bring it out around the midfield line. Looking for Cerna. Giovanni is pinned in, now steps inside, gets free. Stoltz on the right side, gets it. And Connor's stepping across the midfield line, tries to get it, does. Cerna gets it back, one-on-one with a goalie. It's going to be down in place between the knees and falling out of the Sutherland. The keeper makes the stop. Giovanni Cerna just about snuck it through. Sutherland caught it with his knees and goes to the ground. And that is where play will resume now as the keeper picks it and then cleans it across the midfield line. Seth Gauld is there. Gauld Giving it back now on the near side to Kepler. Kepler and Stoltz. There's Munns. Munns dropping a short pass to Serna. He's got about five people around him. Drops it back to Gauld. Now to Munns. Munns on the near side. It ricochets and then Stoltz. Back to Serna. Serna tries to drive inside that defense. Knocked down. It caroms to the left side. Played by Andrew Melby. Serna is here. Serna keeps it himself. Defended all the way across the field by Max Burton. Pass comes back to the near side. And now the Vanguards finally take it away up near midfield. Defended by the Hornets. Pushing it back the other way is Henry Martin. Into the fray. That was Gaul, defended by the Vanguards up near midfield again. Middle field play continues. Hornets attempt to tackle and miss, and now here come the Vanguards. And Cody Paul takes it away, coming up that Hornets sweeper position. Back to Munns on the near side, deflected by the Vanguards. Brooks Bain is there. Bain threads it through, going to be a one-on-one with a goal, and they'll step it in, driving it along the goal line, and out of bounds, the Hornet defense catches up. There will be another corner kick. This will be the fifth for the Vanguards this half. Substitutions being made. Both teams bringing in players from the far side. Late in the contest as we near around the 70-minute mark of this one tonight. Corner kick for the Vanguards. Here it is, a high shot in front of the net. Header try by the Vanguards. Rolls across the goal line and out of bounds. Hornets will clear it out. We'll get it going here again in a minute. 3-0, the Vanguards leading the Hornets in high school soccer from WRCO Sports.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hornets have been on the heels here in this latter part of the contest tonight, still trailing 3-0. Giovanni Serna along the far side and now is going to pop one across the midfield line. It rolls into the opening and nobody there for the Hornets to take it. It'll be the Vanguards slipping it back on the stadium side. Munns fighting for position. Good job. Keeps it. Gives it back to Serna. And the Hornets have it at midfield. Yo steps to the left side. Fires it off to Stoltz. And I take that back. That is David Budden. Button number 6 on the left side. Gives it back now to Serna in the middle. Giovanni picking the path. Steps to the near side. Serna double and triple teamed a lot of times. Gives it off to the near side there. Stoltz. Stoltz back to Serna. Serna gets around for the defender. Down around the goal line. Steps in. Drops it back to Stoltz. Takes a high shot and through the uprights and out of bounds. Hornets miss long and out of bounds with about 8 minutes remaining in tonight's contest. 3-0 Wisconsin Heights Barneveld in the lead of this one in high school soccer. The Vanguards will bring back Beckham Schaefer, number 7. And their keeper, Finn Sutherland, will clear it out. Keeps it low on the ground. Simon on the far side. Threads the needle up to the midfield line and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets. Burkhammer will throw it in for Richland Center. Looking for Stoltz. Defended by the Vanguards. Back to the middle of the field with a long shot. Cody Paul steps over the ball, now steps back, drives it to the left side, looking for Serna. Deflected by the Vanguards. And Wisconsin Heights gets it back to number 17, Tucker Aker. Aker crosses midfield. The pass goes now to Justin Bartel. Bartel into the path of Tucker Aker. He'll thread it to the left side, and Cody Pauls catching up with it and pops it, and it's up and out of bounds. Hornets back on the D, and the throw-in comes from the Vanguard's Griffin Crow. Crow looking to bring it in play. Drops it in. Fielded there by Schaefer. Schaefer gives it off to the far side. Zimet is there, and Yovani Serna takes the ball away as Zimet falls down, and Yovani is across the midfield line. He's got Connor Stoltz to the right side. Yovani steps to the right of the defense, knocked down, and he is going to go to the ground. Picked up on the dribble now by the Vanguards, and they'll take it across the midfield line. Cody Pauls backing it up. Cody lobs it. The ball stays in bounds right in front of Connor Stoltz and defended and marked by Griffin Crow. Out of bounds, Hornets will have it. Good field position here on the stadium side, and there is, looks like, a official timeout for Shoelace and another sub coming in, and we'll take another timeout. 3-0, Wisconsin Heights, Barneville leading Richland Center. We have about 6 minutes left in the contest here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at wccucreditunion.coop. Member NCUA, helping you build a better life.
3-0, Wisconsin Heights Barneville leading the Richland Center Hornets here in non-conference soccer, coming down to the wire in this one. Both teams return to their leagues coming up next week. Vanguards with the ball on the right side. It stays inbounds across the touchline, knocked down by Berkhammer, and that one is out of bounds. It'll belong to the Vanguards across the touchline on the left side, about 10 yards south of the corner flag. Ball comes in play, and it's going to be cornered there by Zimet. Simon takes a long shot, header by Pauls, heads it off to the left side. Vanguards catch up with it now, trying to get around the defender there, and they will. Kepler trying to get in and knock that ball down, and also Martin, and they're successful. It's out of bounds. And it may be another corner kick. Looks like it went across the goal line. Vanguards have been getting used to this in this setup. They've not scored or any real big progress from the corner kicks tonight, but have had a number in the first half. Ball comes in play. Deflected now. Pauls drives it up near midfield with a big booming kick, and then Connor Stoltz catches up with it. Stoltz steps inside the defender. Now pounds it up the middle in the open field. No one there except the keeper. And that's going to be Finn Sutherland putting a toe into it again near midfield. Stoltz with a header. That one can be controlled. It goes out of bounds. Vanguards will have the ball. Both teams have logged a lot of miles, a lot of steps in soccer. Here's the throw-in. Bartel over the middle, and now the Vanguards scooting through the defense. They're getting close for a one-on-one. There's a bit of a shot. No, not in time. Picked up by Federley. He got there in the nick of time and got some help from the defense as well. Well played. The guys in front of the goalie have done a good job tonight, led by Cody Pauls. And on that particular play, that was number 16, Harrison Carpenter, helped out. They have helped prevent another Vanguards goal. Vanguards have it from midfield. Quick pass to the right side, Mason Esch. Esch steps in, now down to the goal line. Ball stays in bounds. Centering pass in front of the net. There's a header. It missed off the bar. Comes back to the Hornets. They'll clear it out. Out near midfield, that was close again. Number 22, Trayton Dreikson. Left side for the Vanguard, stepping inside, knocked down by the Hornets, and it rolls out of bounds on the stadium side. It will belong to Wisconsin Heights. They will throw it in. There's a throw in defended by Paul's and the Hornets. It stops on the near side and bounds toward the out-of-bounds line. Again, it will be Wisconsin Heights with the ball. Under 2 minutes remaining here in the contest. 3-0, Wisconsin Heights. Barneveld in the lead. Down near the goal line, stepping inside. Now driving a little closer and defended by Paul's, and then punched out of bounds by the Hornets across the goal line. Carpenter making the play for Richland Center. And so we'll see it again. This will be a throw-in just to the south of the corner flag. And here's the toss-in across the touchline. Into the fray. Hornets defend it. Punch it back to the corner. It stays in bounds. And the Vanguards try to get it. Munns knocks it down for the Hornets. Ball again inside the box for the Vanguards. They spent a lot of time at this end of the field. Down near a minute to play. And the Hornets punch it out of bounds on the kick by Giovanni Serna. Hornets just trying to get it back and get something positive at the end of the game to build on here on senior night. It's been a tough day against a good team. This Wisconsin Heights Barneveld team is going to win some games. They're physical and they are fast, and they also do just a really good job of ball control, setting up the passing lanes. Chalk it up for the Hornets for the chance to maybe learn a little bit from this and move on to Thursday night's action. Serna drops it back to Federle. The Hornet keeper now clears it out. We've got about 25 seconds remaining in tonight's contest. And the ball is taken away on the left side by Carpenter. Now Berkhammer gives it back, and the Hornets get it across the midfield line. Something going here at the end. Now here is Pauls, it looks like. Cody Pauls on the left side. Pauls stopped momentarily, tries a centering pass, pushes his way toward the goal line, and it goes across the goal line. The Hornets will get their first corner kick, but they won't have time. The time runs out. That will do it. 3-0, Wisconsin Heights gets the victory here tonight. Good effort by both teams. Our Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next from WRCO Sports.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. Thanks to the meat manager, acting meat manager tonight, Jeff Behrens, and all of the folks here at Richland Center High School. The turning point of the game, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show continues with a time during our postgame show when we talk about a turning point of the game, sponsored by Duncan and Richland Center. And we go with goal number two, which just about 10 minutes into the second half made quite the difference. It was 1-0 Wisconsin Heights at halftime. But off a Graydon Schomburg pass, Tucker Akers scored the goal, and that really put the Vanguards up. 1-0 was one thing when they scored the second goal, and as good as their defense was, that was almost like an even bigger lead than two, and the turning point of the contest here tonight. Join Duncan Rewards to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. Coming up, more from WRCO and WRCO.com.
From America's favorite coffee to bold new beverages and irresistible snacks, Dunkin' is the brand loved nationwide and cherished right here at home. With Dunkin' Rewards, the free sips start now. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join today and enjoy a free medium drink with purchase during your first week as a member. Experience the name that's been number one in customer loyalty for over 15 years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
They say the more things change, the more they stay the same. And that's certainly true at the Phoenix Center. A longtime favorite in Richland County, it remains the go-to destination for bowling, great food, and lasting memories. It's where friends gather, laughs are shared, and good times roll, literally. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 11 a.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center continues to serve up favorites like their legendary pizza and friendly atmosphere. Call 649-7469 for more information or carry out.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Welcome back to Avitus Rip Field here on a Tuesday night for high school sports. First goal came tonight when it was Graydon Schomber scoring for Wisconsinites Barneville. That came 13 minutes into the contest and made it 1-0. That was the score at halftime. The Hornets were able to turn back some pretty good shots and offensive sets. Caleb Federley in the goal tonight for Richland Center. Second half, as mentioned, that real turning point goal came on the Schomber pass to Tucker Aker, which made it 2-0. And then the last goal came on a PK that got over the top of everybody, including the outstretched hands of the goalie and River Lubchansky, scoring for the Vanguards to go up 3-0. Hornets had really a couple of awesome chances in the second half, and they were led by Connor Stoltz here on the near side. And Connor, showing some good athleticism, got open. The sophomore missed one high and then also hit one right into the hands of the keeper, Finn Sutherland. Sutherland able to pitch the shutout tonight for the Wisconsin Heights Barneville team. And Coach Tommy Lancaster, best of luck to them. And as I mentioned, this team, to me, appears like a team that can win a lot of games this year. Their passing was impressive and defense as well. Not to say the Hornets can't. Coach was talking to me before the game, talking about the fact that you just have the one senior, Giovanni Cerna, who is honored tonight at halftime, but you got a good group of players, and a lot of them, especially the younger ones, haven't really played with the older ones, so it's kind of a mismatch of different classes, and once they get together, I think this team's going to show a lot of improvement. They'll return to conference action. At this point, that's all that matters, and this Wisconsinites Barneville team did defeat Dodge Point earlier here in the schedule. So this could be an even matchup coming up for the Hornets at Dodgeville on Thursday night. Tonight's matchup has been engineered by Mr. Fabulous, Mr. Tim Feed, and this is Phil Nee bidding you a very pleasant good night. Again, congratulations to Wisconsin Heights Barneville on a 3-0 win over Richland Center tonight in area soccer. Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to High School Sports from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for joining us for local sports coverage on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Since 1949, WRCO Radio has proudly covered local sports, made possible by the unwavering support of our communities. We salute the student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans who work together to make these moments happen. It takes a team to bring local sports to life, and we're honored to be part of yours. This has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
It was a Friday night, no cover, but the cover band was sounding right. And there you were, just flirty, dancing by the neon sign. To fishing in the dark, you were reeling in my heart. Now look where we are. I'm hooked on kissing you, getting your turn. And I can leave, but no way. This ain't a one-night flame kind of thing. Wanna wake you up, wanna press my luck, and my lips on your cheek like I can't get enough, 'cause I'm hooked.
I heard a word from the preacher man. He said be sweeter to your mamas and love your neighbor like you know you can. Cause there's a place I know called heaven that someday you may wanna go. They never get tired or sick up there, and their streets are made of gold. I said, well, preacher, see, I'm the son of a southern man, raised up good in the yellow sunshine, working hard in the mud and the sand. And I do believe in the fella upstairs, and I will till I'm gray and old. But to tell you the truth, I'm a little concerned about these streets made of gold. Yeah, I have just one simple request in mind. So kind as to send a message up there on my behalf. It ain't much to ask. It reads, good God Almighty, I beg you please, just before I'm dead, turn them streets of gold to dirt roads of red. Now there are very few things in this life that turn me up, turn me on. I sure love the touch of a good-looking woman, smell of a fresh-cut lawn. And I'm a tax-paying citizen, damn good fisherman, Lord knows I'd never impose. But on that day when I make it to heaven, I'm gonna walk down a red dirt road. Yeah, I have just one simple request in mind. Reverend, if you would ever be so kind as to send a message up there on my behalf. It ain't much to ask. It reads, good God Almighty, I beg you please, just before I'm dead, turn them streets of gold to dirt roads of red. Ah, come on now with it.
Conducting what it called a precise strike targeting Hamas leadership in Qatar. ABC's Tom Sophie Borridge.
We're seeing this attack on Qatar territory being widely condemned by countries right around the world. Arab nations pretty much universally condemning this. The UN Secretary General calling this a flagrant violation of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Qatar.
The White House saying President Trump's signature was forged on a page from the Friends section on a birthday book for Jeffrey Epstein, released by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee, provided by his estate. A federal ICE crackdown in Chicago's Lawndale neighborhood, part of what the administration is calling Operation Midway Blitz. An urgent manhunt in New York City. Police say 42-year-old Jamel McGriff killed an elderly couple, stabbing them before setting their house on fire. Witnesses say the couple let the suspect in their home when he asked if he could charge his phone. This is ABC News. A Michigan judge has dismissed charges against a group of people accused of trying to falsely certify President Trump as the winner of the 2020 election.